you go. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's a Tuesday night right here. It's our pre-Thanksgiving show in studio. See, as we do each and every year, tonight joining us is the one and only Doug Wilkie sitting in place of Kat Carlson.
Hey there.
Marnie Ryer is on time and late as usual, but we did receive a text, so she's not MIA. We know she's en route. Also, Al Perkins rounds out our cast, sitting here next to me, as he does each and every Tuesday. Hi, everybody in the chat room, Joe D. and Jenny. I think my cousin Mike is watching or listening. I think he's watching because he made a comment that I thought was loaded. I thought it was a loaded comment about my weight, but he apparently hasn't seen me in a few months, I guess. Maybe that's the deal, but anywho, the house smells great. We have a turkey going.
It does.
We have Hawaiian rolls. That's a lovely.
Cornbread, stuffing.
It's a lovely feeling to have cooking going on in the house because I don't do it.
Some kind of mixed corn.
Oh my God.
And I seriously felt like someone's grandmother today making that turkey and everything because I was watching
daytime TV.
Well, I got rehooked on Game of Thrones, which is just a huge mistake.
Okay.
I was doing it because I couldn't sleep.
All right.
So I was like, oh, I've already seen this, and you know, I'll get caught up because it comes back in like April, and I'm like, so I don't really give a shit if I fell asleep. Well, this time through, I actually understand what they're talking about. So the first season was so much better. The second time, I'm like, oh, well, I know who that person is. Because the first time I watched it, I'm like, well, who the fuck is that guy? And they all seem to have the same name. And I was like, I didn't know who people were until like 9 episodes in. Right. I'd be like,
so how did,
wait, who was that?
So how did you get caught up on who people were then? How did you understand?
Because I watched the whole show, but it was like around season 3 that I was like, oh, that's this one. That's
here.
And that, okay.
You,
like,
weren't, you could just focus in a different way.
Yeah. And you know, you have to do like, there's a wiki for everything. So there's a wiki page for Game of Thrones. So I would be like, all right, who the fuck is this turd walking through? And then I would like read the recap and be like, oh, and then decide I didn't care. And then like 2 seasons later, I'm like, ooh, that character's kind of fun.
Oh, okay. So now that you understand backstories and stuff, little, I get it.
Right.
So it's just like re-listening to a song or a show.
Right,
watch,
right.
Yeah, you find, you know, okay.
Okay.
Now that you know the whole story, go back and understand it.
So about like 11:30, I'm like drinking coffee and I'm like, well, it would be stupid to sit here and like watch the end of this episode. I should just go into the kitchen with the iPad, turn it on, and like cook. And then while the stuff is in the oven, then I can be guilt-free watching TV because I'm cooking.
Right, right.
You know? So, but I'm like mixing things up in the kitchen, and I'm like watching my show on the thing, and I'm like,
you are a grandmother.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm watching my stories.
My stories, right. And making some stuffing.
If it would have either been Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune, you would have had a dead ringer there.
That was exactly what it felt. I'm watching my stories.
Were you drinking coffee?
Oh my God. So much.
Hello, Aaron from LA.
Which I'm going to get burned because I have class all day tomorrow. And I have to get up at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh my. Who the hell plans a class on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving? What is that?
Praise Jesus they did, because my cards expire the 1st of December. And like this keeps, every 2 years it gets keep getting moved back a month, and I'm like, this motherfucker's gonna end up due like right around the holidays.
Oh,
and of
right.
course I didn't get the email that it was coming up due till 60 days, which was like the end of September.
Okay.
And then what classes are available? Just this asshole class the day before Thanksgiving.
My God, so you're probably the only person in the class.
Yeah, and we're hoping that God shows his mercy and the old gods and the new, as they say on Game of Thrones. And I'll worship any god you need me to if we can get out of there by 1 p.m.
Woohoo! Well, they already showed...
So I had to call in sick because I couldn't work overnight. Do all this, go to bed, get up and do that all day, and like, I'll just be a fucking zombie.
The life of a starlet, Al. You've got, there's so much going on. One of the news stations out of LA has already shown the I mean, typically LA always has a crazy traffic backup, but of course every year the holidays they show, I think it's the 405 that they show, and it's just solid both directions. I'm like, it's just a shame that all the people going north don't want to be south, and all the people that are heading south don't want to be north.
Right.
Because it would eliminate
Love
all
the
of
one
it.
You're with. You know what I mean?
It would eliminate
Save on traffic.
So much shit. But I'm sure that, well, because, and again, I know a few friends of mine who are two friends are actually flying to New York tomorrow to do their whole Thanksgiving, go to the parade, or they're leaving. Yes, they're doing the parade and all that other fun stuff. But I'm like, well, hey, when are you leaving? I'm thinking maybe Monday, Tuesday. Oh, no, Wednesday afternoon. I'm like, are you idiots? That is the absolute worst.
Worst day for travel.
Worst travel. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't it still the largest travel day of the year, Thanksgiving?
I think Christmas Day is actually.
I think it is Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving Eve
has always been
the busiest.
But it's all a shit show. You couldn't pay me to
do either one of them.
No, I would do exactly what I do with Al. When he travels, I don't go near that, near the terminal. I wait, you know, a quarter of a mile away at the train depot, and the Sky Train brings him there. And I don't have to go near the actual terminal because it's just crazy. I have no desire to be anywhere near any of that. And people are so pleasant. You know, at the holidays.
Yeah, exactly. So, like they were, and I made the mistake. Last year, I went to Fry's a year ago on the Monday night before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest mistake I have ever made because the place was just, looked like it had been ransacked and there was 50,000 people. And so I knew not to do that this year, but this, I had to go, I was to Trader Joe's on Sunday to whip in through there. Oh, good Lord. And you know, I just use the hand basket because I never get that. I've never used a big basket there. But people were shopping for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so the basket use was up. It bottlenecked in the aisle. I mean, it was it was a thing.
I went with
I was going to look at the wine. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going home. I have wine at home.
You can look at wine Monday morning.
Exactly.
I went with Mom to the store on Sunday to do the Thanksgiving. And it wasn't bad. Her store was not bad at all. Shelves were not picked over. Everything was good. We made our, and literally in less than 45 minutes, we made it through the entire store and we're out. So that's a score. And I went to Fry's, which for those of you listening, Fry's is a local, it's a Kroger.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the Kroger family of supermarkets. Fry's in California, they're called Vans. Ralph's. I'm sorry, Ralph's.
Ralph's. I think Ralph's is Safeway.
Oh. You are correct. I am wrong. It's Vons.
Vons
is the Kroger. Aaron, Kroger. I think you can probably correct me on that, but I think Vons is the
And I only Kroger. Know because now they've started remodeling. Yeah, they've started remodeling Ralph's, and Ralph's and Safeway's look exactly alike.
The same with just a different logo. Got it. Hi, Mom. Mom's in the chat room there too.
Oh, hi.
So anyway, we went to the store, and then I went on Monday to grab the stuff for today. Went yesterday to grab the stuff, and again. I thought I was concerned I was going to run into 9 million people at the store all running, and no, everything was just normal.
Wow.
Maybe it's because I went, I didn't go later. I went like 8. I don't know.
Yesterday wasn't bad. And Thanksgiving week is one of the busiest travel holidays during the year. 4th of July is the one that's mostly road trips.
Okay.
But
for air travel, it is Thanksgiving, right? I would venture to guess.
Yeah, and for some reason, it's that day. A heavier travel day than a Wednesday that precedes it. Thanksgiving Day is actually a heavier travel. Oh, then the traveling is also evenly spread over a 6-day
weird day of
spin.
Is
day because people
Christmas. It's a weird. Everyone flies on Christmas. It's weird. Like that's a whole thing too. Which I don't really understand.
Well,
but
it seems like I flew one time on Christmas Day somewhere, and it was wonderful because like there were 25 people in the airport. Like for some reason, there's some day in that whole thing where you're like, that's the day to travel because nobody travels on that day.
It's a good day if you're going to Vegas. The week between Christmas and
New Year's
is always you can get all kinds of deals because everybody shows up.
Gotcha.
Like the day before New Year's Eve, so for those 5 days, like who the fuck wants to be in Vegas? You can stay at like
everywhere
the
for
Bellagio
nothing.
In a suite for like change on the dollar.
Oh.
And that was back in the day when Vegas was super expensive. Now they're hurting, so their prices have. Fire sale prices.
And there's a trip I'll never make again is the New Year's Eve on the Strip in Vegas. Never again. Did it once.
Oh, it's a one-time. Yeah, that's like New York for New Year's. It's a one-time only.
Yeah, don't have any desire. I'm surprised that Mom has made a comment. She would still like to go to New York City to see Christmas in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which surprised me because my mom is not really that. She's not a big crowd person and she's not a big... you know, that kind of a thing. And I was like,
and
wow.
I would recommend there to go January 2nd. Everything is still up.
They leave it up for a week.
They leave it up till the 5th, the 12th day of Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
And but the only thing that's changed is like some of the Christmas windows have changed to like a New Year's display. But all the like the Rockefeller Center is all done up, and there's less tourists, but everything's still there and pretty, and there's still ice skaters and
who knows?
All that nonsense.
Maybe someday we'll drag Mom there, but you have to go with us because
absolutely.
I will only go if you're a tour guide to New York City with me. That's all we're doing. So, Doug,
we've never been there at the same time.
Have we not?
Never.
Wow.
Neither of us. Neither of
we haven't either, Clayton. You and I have never gone to New York together. Yeah.
Actually, we've never gone most anywhere.
Anywhere. Yeah. I've traveled with Al. But of all the places we've traveled, you would have thought New York would have been one of them. But
yeah, I don't know how that's never worked out.
We'll make that happen. You're going to come with me to the Hamptons.
Wow. I just want to go and see some window shit. He wants to go to the Hamptons.
Well,
I'll do all the things. Sure.
Everyone should see New York.
The fun part about New York is that you can go on a different vacation every single time in the same.
Never repeat anything. Yeah. Right.
My friend Lisa told me this one time. She said, there's about 15 ways you can go at New York.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you're right about that. Like, you could do Broadway. You could do history. You can do entertainment.
Museums. You can do the park.
Club, nightclubs. Like, she was like, and this is what she said about traveling. She said, make sure if you ever go with anybody, either romantically or friend, that you are on that same page, because you're going to be really unhappy if you're not. Because there's not enough time to do it all.
Right.
So if they want to go to concerts and nightclubs and you want to go to museums and whatever, that trip is not going to work out. You got to have a plan. So,
I was there with some friends. That's been about 10 years ago. And like everybody was kind of sitting around looking at each other, and I had to go one by one. I'm like, what did you come to New York for? What did you come from New York for? What did you come from New York for? I'm like, go do that.
Yeah.
Like, don't wait for me.
Because I've already done all that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to take you there. Like, you know, somebody was like all into Project Runway. I'm like, then go to Sixth Avenue.
Right.
Like, just go get it done. Go go see it all. And they're like, I'm like, yeah, we're not bound at the hip here, people. Like, everybody your separate ways. We'll pick a meeting point. If we have tickets for something together, we all want to do dinner. You know, I'm going to have a bagel in the morning, and I'm pretty much good till dinner.
I would be one of those people that wants to go to certainly 30 Rock because of NBC, but I'd like to go to all the studios and see all the behind the scenes stuff and the Ed Sullivan Theater where Letterman was for so long and now Colbert is. So I would love to see all the theater stuff like that. In addition to, I would love to see shows, but all how it's done always is fascinating.
Especially for you. You like that.
And the Ed Sullivan Theater's small.
Yeah,
that's a small theater.
They're all tiny.
Yeah, they're except all pretty
for
small.
Yeah. There's a couple of big ones, like the one on 42nd Street where Ragtime was is big, and Spider-Man Turn Off This Musical. That was
Carnegie's big.
Yeah, but that's not a Broadway house. But the Ed Sullivan is a legitimate.
That's a Broadway house.
Yeah.
We saw the Carole King at the Sondheim, but they said the one's even smaller.
Oh yeah,
it was one of the teeny tiny booth theater where
Dame Edna played. I was like, oh, that's the whole thing. And then where Rent played, the Niederlander is this big with bathrooms that should have been condemned. And I'm like, are we just going for the grittiness of the real Lower East
Side?
Right. Like,
did they build the whole theater for the show?
Yeah, somebody gonna sell me smack on my way out. Like, what the fuck?
I know the kids to use smack as a as a drug reference, but
it's pertinent if you've seen the show.
Oh yes,
Anand said he'd be. It's okay to get lost in New York. That's all right.
Mm. Luckily, it's a grid, so
right,
you're either going one way or the other. Like it's unless you get in one of the circles, life is good, and then the circle leads back to a grid, so you're fine.
Oh,
circle. There's a giant park in the middle.
There's that.
What you been up to?
Since we last saw you, Doug,
so I've been good, just really busy. Obviously, I'm learning that when I'm in the semester, that's just what it's going to be. And so I'm playing hooky right now because I'm supposed to be grading papers, and I said I'm not going to do it. So that's not great because I'm a little behind, but oh well, they're just going to have to wait.
You'll make up your time.
I'm doing it tomorrow, so...
I heard if you just write a grade on it, and just put an A.
Yeah, it's faster. Or put just D. Put a D on there. Mix it up.
Sure.
So, but legit. I'm happy to have the, like we were talking earlier, the some time off, and then it's going to be done, and then I'll have some Christmas time. And I have decided I'm with my old friend Denise that Al remembers, Denise Anderson, my dear friend who lives in Denver. We are going to Santa Barbara for a long weekend.
Oh, how nice.
In on December, the week before Christmas, Wednesday to Sunday.
Will there be Santa Barbara left when you get there?
We were talking about that because I had no idea where Santa Barbara even is, but I hope it hasn't. I don't think it caught on fire, but
it's quite a ways north of Malibu, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I mean, not Aaron a huge amount. Maybe 40 miles, 50 miles.
I don't remember either, but I know it's all in that area.
Yeah. I think the fires...
I would appreciate it if when you go... you take rakes with you.
Yes, I'm going to do some raking.
I'd like you to clean as you go. Mm-hmm.
Like
there's
the,
no reason.
Like the Finnish do.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like you just to clean
Did
as you go.
Did you see how they trolled Trump?
Oh my God, yes. All the memes of standing in the middle of a forest with a vacuum.
Yeah. It's, and I like their president. And he said, yeah, I never said that.
Yeah,
he's a fucking liar.
Yeah, it's a colder, rainy climate. They don't have those issues. Yeah,
right.
Crazy.
First off, I'm very mistaken because the Paradise is the one up north.
Yeah, Paradise is up north of San Fran.
So that's like 7 hours. That southern one where they evacuated Malibu, that's
just north about, just right over the hill from LA, right?
Yeah, and you know, I never know. I've passed by Pepperdine so many times, but I never know, like, what is it that I'm doing? You know what I mean? Like, let's find out.
Yes, Aaron from LA, the Roombas. I saw the meme about send Roombas.
So that's 67 from Malibu to Santa Barbara is like 67 miles.
Oh, okay. Further north.
Correct? Yeah, because when you drive up, because I've driven that Pacific Coast Highway a couple times, and when you go by Pepperdine University, you're just like, oh, all right, that's fucking spectacular. Like it just sits on a rolling hill right up from the ocean.
No,
and it's you're like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Because I'm always like, I don't really give a shit where you went to school.
I love that about you. Yeah. You don't care where anyone went to school.
You went to college. Shut the fuck up.
Did you learn
Al told
something?
Me, can I tell you what that one time he said? If you have a full-time job and after the age of 30, nobody gives a fuck where you went to college. So stop talking about it. Sure. Like, it's important maybe when you're 25, but nobody cares. I went to blah, 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 and we don't care. You have a job. Good for you.
Yeah. And then your experience becomes your resume. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got a degree somewhere.
I went to Mesa Community College. Okay, but I run XYZ company. Well, that's really your resume.
But you have to have the things that they require for whatever you're
right,
doing.
But again, it doesn't matter if you got a, you know, I was taught out of a back alley, out of a book, and I learned three things that made my life magical.
Hey, and if that's the degree they need, I think that's good for you. If you find the job that takes the unaccredited back of a truck degree, hey.
Still looking for that.
So, I'm great. How? I guess Marnie's still not here.
No, she was off on her timing.
I'm going to listen to what Al's doing from the kitchen while I get wine because I need to...
Would you do me a favor on your way?
I would be delighted.
When you come back, bring one of those little Korbel champagnes.
I will do that.
Just because... I'll do it out of the bottle. I don't give a shit. I am not fancy, Douglas.
I'm going to turn some dials. Talk about something real quick.
I feel like I should do a play-by-play of Al and Doug in the kitchen. I should have rewired the kitchen cam so we could have a scene in there.
I just decided all that stuff should be off because I'm not standing there stirring it. I have it on low, but I don't.
Gotcha.
I don't want gravy to start like spraying.
No, we do not. That's Hagen Ants.
Spray and gravy.
Yeah, that's it.
And not in the way you think I mean.
Oh, crap. Anyway, so it's work for you. Are you going somewhere soon or no?
Little trip to LA and found out. I don't even know if I should say it on the air, but I'm going to. Because who's listening? That where I store my key fob in my house is like inside the house, but technically it's right next to the car, so my car is never officially locked. Like if I pull my car up by the
house,
my
God, you're
right.
I have a Ford as well. I understand. I didn't think of that. You can walk up to the door and it'll just open the car.
I didn't think. I don't always like. There's a place that I keep my. keys, yeah. just to remember where they are. And
not
I'm like,
anymore.
Oh, no, can't
not
do
anymore.
That. Yeah, moving that. So
I put it in the other end of the house. Maybe.
Joke's on you, fuckers.
I didn't think about that, but it's a proximity to the car. You are correct.
Yeah. As, you know,
how did you learn that?
Because today it was like, oh, shit, I got to go in the house and get my key or, you know, to open the car because I left something in there. And I just walked up and pushed it twice and it opened and it flashed. And I'm like, oh,
no.
Fuck.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that you don't think about when your driveway is like right next to your
mm-hmm.
house. And sometimes I don't park there because I want to avoid the goddamn tree.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yes. I agree with you on the tree.
So funny, funny, delightful story. I doubt he is. I doubt that he is listening, but if he is, he already knows. So the cutest boy in the whole world, honest to God, just fucking slays me. Appeared at midnight on Saturday.
Is this how you open this
one?
Yeah.
Sure. Appeared at midnight on Saturday, calls me at like 6 minutes to 12. And I kind of had an idea that he was in town and might want to do something Saturday. But, you know, by 10:30, I don't know. Let me try. So about 10:30,
I
kind of given up. And I'm like, you know, minding my own business in my sweatpants, watching the TV. And 5 to 12, the phone rings. And I get, hey, you want to meet up for a drink real quick? And I was like, sure.
Is this one of those U-ups?
Yeah. I'm like,
you up?
I'm like, you want to go to Cobalt? I got to get you a glass.
Why?
Oh, okay. Or not.
No.
Yeah, I'll get you a glass.
I don't need it. It comes in a bottle.
So
would you like a straw?
No.
Okay.
So he was like, well, I'll just come over to your house. And you would be shocked and surprised how fast I could clean this bitch up and got the house cleaned and like laundry put away.
Yes. It's amazing, isn't it?
From Royal Palms to my home, which is not far by chariot. Uber.
You're dating a Viking now?
yeah, well, Annette, you're the second cutest. and I can't say anything else because everybody knows I go total tard when this kid's around. Like, I just lose my fucking mind.
Okay.
So... went to Charlie's, had a lovely time dancing and seeing people.
Oh, my God.
I know. Cookie got to see him in person. He's just the cutest boy in the whole world.
All right.
And it's like, hide my credit cards. I have no self-control around, like, nothing.
I don't even know who the hell this
Zippo.
Is.
We might need photographic.
And I'm not, and the thing that kills me is this goddamn shirt. So, not this shirt.
Oh, not that shirt. I'm like, wait, what about that beautiful royal blue shirt?
Not that shirt. He has on this white dress shirt, like this pearly white tuxedo shirt. Oh,
nice.
My God.
Yeah.
I was done
That's
in.
Nice.
I was like, Nikki Onstein, what a beautiful, beautiful name. I was fucking finished.
God.
Because when she sees Nikki Onstein, she's in love with the shirt.
I know. I remember. You've told the story 100 times.
Not about the shirt.
You've told that Nikki Onstein story.
Oh, yeah. That's just when she sees him, that's what she sings. But you don't know. I've never gotten to the detail
of the shirt.
The shirt. Mm-hmm. Because she's touching him and talking about how beautiful he is, and she has to look down and like talk about the shirt to get out of it because she's touching his chest, and she's like, oh,
Annette is out dating.
No, if that one even suggested he was into anything that involved me,
based on how this story is going, by the end of it, Al's going to be pregnant. Is what
yes,
it sounds
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
From your mouth to God's ears. I don't care how we trap him into marriage.
I'm going to need to know more about this person. Somebody please confirm this. Well,
no.
We'll get somebody right on that, Annette.
Yeah.
I think you're probably fine.
But
well, all right.
So that was fun. So it was fun. Went to Charlie's and then, you know, a little bit of dancing, a little bit of fun.
Was it crowded if it was a Saturday?
Yeah. Busy, went out the patio, nice time, and then... Off he went back into the wild blue yonder again, and it was like, okay, see you sometime again.
See ya!
But just the funniest thing, and I'm like trying to get Snapchat sent and find out shit, like, I want proof!
Oh, golly. Al had a bigger week than I thought.
Wow.
No, the point that was I cleaned my house.
Well, something had to motivate you to do
it. Wow, that was a long way to get back to that.
Exactly. That's the point.
My house cleaning story is never as good as Al's. Mine is my mother, who's like, and she does this every once in a while. She's like, well, we're going to see the Herberger Theater that's downtown Phoenix, and we're on going to dinner, and they always go to dinner in the Central Corridor, obviously. So she's like, I'm going to bring over your mail. And what I'm like, where are you? Oh, we're just leaving. I'm like, oh, no.
We just turned off Central.
And one day, I just said, I'm going to meet you outside. you're not coming in my home.
No.
But I know she does it on purpose.
No hablo inglés. Yeah. Señorita Wilkie, no
sake. No sake. I clean up, okay?
Doug, no home.
Yeah.
Doug, no home.
No hablo.
Nice day.
But it's so funny how quickly you really, I'm like, don't want to clean the house or whatever. And then it's amazing how quickly you can actually and make yourself look presentable all in one fell swoop.
Yeah, and I had to go and get a jacket because the hoodie thing, it's so light and comfortable, but it's so dumpy. You know what I mean?
Wow, you're even dressing up for this boy.
No, I mean, this is just, well, yeah. I mean, after that.
Yeah. House clean. Sounds like everything's got some cleaning.
Oh, my God. He's the cutest boy in the whole. If he's listening, I am so, so sorry, Caleb, but you are the cutest boy in the whole world.
Why would you listen to this show?
I don't know.
I have no idea why anybody would listen to this show. But thank you all for doing it. The four or five of you out there who do. Actually, you're all in the chat room right now, so thank you very much. Oh, actually, I just realized something. You, Al... or Alan, is often in the chat room. My friend Alan lives down the street.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the chat room on the YouTube, and he said he has messaged with you a few times, but I didn't realize that was him. And sometimes he catches our show on the YouTube when he's home. So that's what it is.
He is not there yet.
So Alan Sledge, if you're out there listening, hello.
I am monitoring the YouTube, and it's usually just for Bridget and Anant are the only two. Oh, no, and then there's Michael in Florida. There are a couple people in there.
Couple people.
So that was the excitement, and you know, it just this open this fucking hospital and leave me the fuck alone. Yeah. Like
finish it.
We're half and half. Oh. Well, we're more like one quarter or one third in the new place and two thirds in the old place, which may have improved today. It seems like Tuesdays and Thursdays they've been moving over more populations.
Okay.
And it's just the stress of like just fucking do it. Like, shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
And there was a phone-in meeting last week when I was coming here.
Right,
And that was kind of the point, was like, they think they're going to start rushing it because it's just one of those, like, we're putting it off too long, but now the holidays are coming, and people are, like, me, like, calling in sick because I just can't fucking work a full-time schedule and live my life this week, you know? So you don't want to have that happen on a day where you're transporting whole units of people. And it's I keep doing that line from that George Michael song, if these wounds are self-inflicted, because it's all like causing mania, but it's all me. Like,
oh,
I could just not care.
Yeah.
Like my other option is to not care, though. Be the oblivious person that just shows up at the new place and doesn't know anything. But I'm like,
I always end up caring though.
Yeah. And it's
I'm getting that from my colleagues. They're like, cause I'm venting a lot and they're like, well, why does that bother you? I'm like, because those students drive me fucking crazy. And they're like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could. I think I will acquire that eventually. But it's hard to make yourself not care about things that you care about.
Right.
I have a quick question. I've seen the new building, but from afar. And it looks beautiful, by the way.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But, like, is it really close?
Like 10 feet.
Okay. Because I was thinking, you work with those really, really ill people. Like, how are they going to transport them? Like, you just do it? Like. Just put them
well,
on
we,
a
I mean,
thing
you
and
travel
you go,
for procedures. Or? Like, there's, I mean, you just got to hope that there's nobody that day that's like, okay, this is going to be tricky.
Yeah,
you know. And
do they not have tunnels at this point? Even tunnels for you guys?
They're connected. The buildings
are connected.
Yeah, you don't have to
so
go
you're
outside.
Not in the elements.
No,
oh, I thought they were going out through the parking lot, or you know,
no,
like
there's
with a kidney transplant.
Maybe they're taking a trip.
They call it in. There's an ancillary building in the back of. All the buildings, that's where all of the OR, they built this giant OR a couple of years ago, and that is the way that they connect, because the OR is attached to both. You go,
oh, okay.
So that's the thing, and like I said, but it's just self-inflicted, but it's making me nuts, and like, I'll wake up in the middle of the day just panicked about something of like, what's this going to be like, you know what I mean?
Or did this get done, or has this been moved, or where is this now?
And I have that stupid... lower charge nurse thing, you know, basically King Shit a Turd Mountain for a couple nights. But you have to do staffing and you have to do, like, stuff. And so that's the part that's, like, giving me the agita. It's like, how are we going to do this? How many people do you have to tell? And then we're going to a different unit. Like there's just the
looking at Anant.
What?
I'm going to say, Anant, I'm going to say yes.
You can check Grindr anytime it feels appropriate.
Did somebody say you couldn't?
Yeah.
I bet you can with a strap or something.
Yeah, with a helmet on a helmet.
On a helmet? You're just as good as anybody else on that little app there.
Jason and I saw Jason Carlton, the wonderful Jason Carlton, mm-hmm. last night. He was so charming, by the way, and very well dressed. And he's really good at his job.
Mm-hmm.
So
it involves drinking and socializing.
Well, no, he did not drink. He did not.
One time I saw him, he had.
He was hungover, but
yeah,
it's a long story. But anyway, I was sharing that was Grindr like 10 years ago when it debuted.
No idea.
Well, whenever it did, we were at Charlie's and you were there, Clayton, and I was being introduced. I wasn't even on Facebook then, I don't think. And he was explaining Grindr to me, and I was like, "Oh, that's interesting." You know, like, wow. And this whole thing about like it tells you you're 1 mile away.
March 25th, 2009.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
So, and
Google's amazing.
And he's saying now it's more sophisticated, but back then, you know, it would tell you like they're a mile away or whatever. And I just marvel, you know, with all technology, I was like, "But that's really interesting." You know, and kind of a good idea. Know where someone is. So he puts it on and we were in Charlie's and it was like there's someone they're 400 feet away or something. I said,
oh, it'll get what? More accurate. Well, than that.
He said now it will, it really will. But that night, and I was just flabbergasted because I just don't understand, but I was like, what? And he was like, I'm like, what does that mean? He goes, Doug, it means they're right here.
Yeah.
they're
look to your left.
Exactly.
Right.
So we were reminiscing about that last night and laughing about how Grindr just a whole new era now.
Yeah, it's a wonderful stalker issue. Assistant, I mean, that's what I meant.
Hold on.
Holy cow, Marnie, how late?
Yeah, how late
are you
going to
be here for this show or another show? 2 minutes ago,
she'll be early for next week's show.
She just sent me a text that says apparently ish means later than 7:15 by a lot more than anticipated. At least that's what I understood to be loosely translated. It's European. By the way, I'm close. You know that is accurately true. I didn't say ish. Okay.
No, I'm not convinced.
I don't know when she'll be here, but who knows. We'll see. That's why we decided that this year's show, we're going to do the opening, this segment of the show, then we're going to take a break after Marnie gets here with 18 bags of stuff and builds whatever she's going to build in the kitchen. Once that's done, we'll take a brief 10-minute break.
And eat.
Eat, and then come back for the remainder of the show. But at this point, we don't know when she's going to be here. We have no idea. So hold on to your wigs and keys, kids.
And I didn't know, like I'd heard the word Grindr, but I didn't know anything about it. And when we did the mock-up, for the
for Barbara
Saville's walk, mm-hmm. the AIDS walk, I didn't
get it.
I didn't get it,
mm-hmm.
and so when I go away in the summer, I usually pack that T-shirt and a couple other T-shirts and like you know as like a pajama top kind of thing.
That's funny.
And so there's always questions about the shirt, and I never know because I don't wear T-shirts that have anything on them except for it's something from work. That is like some
yeah nothing some, logos
something they're pushing
or, right.
yeah. or it's that one. So somebody's like, oh, Wonder, is that some kind of Grindr? And I'm like, what?
Wow.
And they're like going on. They're like the picture in your shirt. I'm like, oh, what, I don't know.
What is
and
it?
Then when I say it's about an AIDS walk, they're like, oh, and I'm like, no, wait, I think that went somewhere off. Like that sounded judgy. Like I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So then they had to show me the app in the picture.
I realize it's a play on words.
Because I was completely baffled by the question. And then one year I walked out into the kitchen for like, you know, post-drinking, like hungover cleanup. And they had improved the computer system. So, and I had brought that T-shirt with me to sleep in. And so my friend Justin is asking me all these questions about this computer system. I'm like, am I high? Like, why?
Why me?
Why at this hour of the morning are you asking me questions about computers? I don't understand. He's like, well, your T-shirt is an advertisement for something called this 3.0. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what that is. It was a 3.0.
Are there any women on Grindr? That's not a thing, is
yes,
it?
Yes, there are.
Oh, it is?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
They need to get the hell off of it.
Oh. Well, Jenny, you've been warned.
So, Alan is...
Tinder. Tinder is for you, Jenny.
Tinder.
Go find it. Yeah. T-I-N-D-R.
Tinder.
Alan says hello, and Marnie Aaron says...
Hello, yeah. Alan.
Hi, beautiful people. I know it's not safe, but I have you all in the background as I'm driving to get there. Oddly, I'm to fill that seat that looks so empty, but I have potatoes and corn.
Oh, thank you.
I was hoping this was Aaron saying that Marnie was alive, but no.
Marnie's
it's Marnie.
Driving.
And texting.
That's good.
And probably still stirring the corn.
And visually watching us?
Yeah.
Is she actually?
Oh, I'm hoping she's learned that podcast. You can just listen.
I know, but well, she said she mentioned the empty chair, so I don't know if she just realizes there's an empty chair.
Oh, and she's definitely watching.
Well, she may be, yeah, who knows?
So everybody, check your insurance.
Good God.
Oh, my God. There's someone named Suck My Dick just 15 kilometers
away. Wait a minute.
What?
Whoa.
Okay, first off, Anand, things at your job have changed since last we chatted. Since he used to listen to this under his desk, now he's on Grindr.
Wow. So, is there a meeting in the ladies' room now?
So, Clayton, Jenny's asking if Grindr is men only, and you're saying no, it's not.
Well,
that women get
are,
it's supposed to be.
There are
Jenny.
Others on. I don't know how they slip through the cracks, but there are. But it's not. It's there's another one for girls. I honestly think it's called Scissor. I think.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm completely wrong on that, but because I don't have any reason or need to check on those.
Yeah.
Kids. But no, there's an app for them. The Grindr is just for guys.
I thought Tinder was the. But if you're.
Tinder's for straight.
But is Tinder only straight, or can you be lesbian on there, or whatever the hell you are?
Whatever.
Sorry, I mean, I didn't mean that.
Whatever
you, Jenny.
You're looking for. You can set the profile to
whatever.
So
there's gays on Tinder?
Oh, dear God, yes.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know about any of it, but.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
He knows what he wants. And you're going to have to go 15
kilometers to get
to do it.
Wow.
May or may not. About 7 miles.
Joe says it may be Blender. I don't know what the hell it is. Bad
what
shoes.
Did you say Wonder? Why did your shirt say Wonder?
Because Barbara Seville was the Wonderful 100.
Oh,
and it
okay.
said Wonder, but it had like the face from Grindr or something. Mm-hmm. And it was spelled like without the E. Or,
oh, okay. And I was making me think of, I have a shirt from a million years. Do you remember Wonder Bread?
Yeah.
There still is Wonder Bread. I think.
I'm sure
there's still people that eat that.
With that iconic logo that was the red.
Yeah, and she did the wonderful bread one.
I have a shirt that says Wonder Bitch.
Oh. But what
that I used to wear to BS
but
West.
One of the wonderful
when I was young and skinny and beautiful.
One of the wonderful ones. I don't doubt that at all. One of the any part of your story could be true.
Sure. Actually, I'm going to find a picture before
you. Well, the young and skinny part is true.
One of the Barbara Seville shirts was a play on Wonder Bread.
Yeah, which I thought was one of the cutest shirts.
Yeah, I did too. I liked that one.
Yeah.
That one I didn't wear.
Option to designate your... interesting.
I'm almost pretty certain.
Grindr's no longer men only. I'd be... The social scientist in me wants to know what's the prevalence of like... women straight or gay on Grindr, or is Grindr all gay?
No, they just said that Grindr's no longer men only, as update adds support for
women
and trans people.
Okay, thank you, Aaron.
I kind of feel
just ask and
I just sit here in this room and
I'm
ask
not wearing
questions.
Any pants.
Well, it might be time for a photo then, Anand. You have my email.
Oh, okay. Or you could just send it to message us on Facebook and I'll just put on the show. Jesus
Yay!
Christ. She brought it all in a wagon.
Put a fucking wagon.
She brought everything in a wagon, ladies
I didn't
and gentlemen.
Hear anything.
Right. Well played.
I wasn't watching
people, but it's the only way to hear you people. God, so
well, we wanted you to know
so
you're
judging.
Late for tonight's show, but very early,
early
for
next
week.
Week.
Yeah.
So right. just have
and
it. You just put a pillow
every
and
week.
You are
you have to lean down that far to get into the shot, Marnie. You can see yourself here.
Well, I mean, if I go.
Well, no, but go
this
over.
Way.
There you go. Now just bend.
Well, now just tits.
Well.
Just your tits.
It's kind of
tits
where
on Minnesota. It's a new game.
It's kind of where it started anyway.
Tits on the home state.
Tits on the home
I'm so happy to see you, Marnie
tits
Ryer.
Tits on the home state. Whatever.
I'm so happy you're here.
Good to see you. I love you too, honey. Yeah, I heard about all this. Scissors.
I don't know what it is.
We needed her to chime in on all of
this. I don't keep up with bad fashion choices
and
clogs. Well,
she's been in a relationship for a quarter century, so she has been on scissor either.
For a quarter century.
So I'm not trying to hijack this conversation, but...
I'm used to it. I've worked with Al for years.
So tell me this one, if you guys can explain this to me. I've had other people try, and I don't understand this, but... Evidently, lots of famous people are on Tinder, like Chelsea Handler and all these other people. And it's like a whole thing. No, but I mean, they're on there to get laid. First of all, when you're really famous, can't you just get laid? Like, and I just, do you think that's odd if you were on Tinder and you're like scrolling through and there's like. But I mean, seriously. And people were like, no, it's like a whole, like, they just. Wouldn't that be weird? Like, wouldn't you swipe to be like, yeah, I want to have sex with that celebrity? Like, how do they screen the item? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, sure, they can put themselves out there, but they have to, like, agree to it. It's not just like you, like, someone says,
No,
right,
I know.
Now
but
you're
like,
my hostage. But yeah, but they got.
I mean, I just thought it was odd that you could potentially have sex with a celebrity on Tinder.
I mean, I guess if they're on there. And in LA, everybody's.
No, she is. Many others. I was surprised, actually, at the names that had been on there.
It's an industry town, so you figure they don't really care.
They don't really. I would be like, oh my God. But
right.
So they just don't give a shit.
I mean, I don't think Julia Roberts is on.
No, she's probably
so,
not.
So just to touch back. No. Sorry. On the Wonderful 100 t-shirts, here's an image for you. So you see So the Wonder
the
logo. They made it into like a drag queen with the little thing that says Wonder. And then in the middle, there's obviously the Wonder Woman bust.
Oh, I see.
Wonder Bread is to the right there with the blue and red circles.
That's my my.
The
Wonder
Yas
fish.
Queen was a takeoff on Burger King.
Right.
But in the question mark, this was a promotional poster because they were trying to figure out what they were going to do for this year, which they wound up doing for the 10th year, the final year of doing it. It was the...
Arizona State flag, right?
It was a play on the State 49.
Oh, the Centennial.
Centennial thing. Yeah, so that's what we're talking
about. Wait, Jenny, are you saying Jennifer Aniston is on Tinder, or you're asking if she is?
Or is it just her hair?
You know what I mean? Like, if we were saying, like, who you're going to find on there. I don't know. That's how I'm assuming she meant it.
Gotcha.
Well, she might be. There was a high... I was surprised.
I am, too. This is my surprise look.
Well, there's a couple of restaurants in Hollywood, like up the there's two named Coyote but spelled differently. That like you're just there and there's just like
everybody
or New York
knows
too. Like there's a place like upstairs from Joan Allen. There's like you just go up there for drinks. You need a reservation, but you don't need a reservation like weeks in advance unless it's like a particular holiday. But we've gone for friends' birthdays, and there's like Nathan Lane is at the next table, and like Michael C. Hall and Marissa Tomei are right there, and like everybody, it's just that's where they're drinking too. Mm. You know, they kind of everybody has a little bit of professional courtesy of like leave Nathan Lane alone,
right?
You know?
Oh, I've seen my share of celebrities.
Or there's somebody more famous in the room than the person you're drooling. You know what I mean? You're like, oh my God. Like, I guess one day it was Liza Minnelli, but like half the room are like, well, who's the fat Italian lady? And then two queens are like, it's Liza Minnelli. You
know? It is weird when you are in LA. Like, I saw at TCBY, there was three people in there, and I was getting a yogurt, and there was Arnold Schwarzenegger with his kids. Like, Kim Basinger, I handed her a cocktail napkin. In a bar, she tapped me on the shoulder and was like, can you hand me a napkin? And I was like, yes, I can.
Last summer when I was in LA, when I was still working for Edge, we walked from our hotel just south of Sunset, and we walked up to an Italian restaurant that's on a corner of something. I guess the restaurant means something. And two tables over was Fabio, wasted.
Yeah.
The girl.
And I'm like, good Lord. And when I saw him, I'm like, wow, in the 80s and the 90s, you were bigger. Like, he was a bigger person. But, he's gotten older. But, Fabio, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
And in New York a couple years ago, I was there the same time as the Tribeca Film Festival, and Reese Witherspoon
everywhere.
And I had a sidewalk collision because we were both looking at our phones.
I mean, are you talking about
that? I think her lawyer is still trying to find me because, I
I'm surprised you didn't kidnap her.
We knocked her in. We knocked each other into next week, and we were both so mortified that it was just like, yeah.
You never know. She might have thought you were somebody too. She might have thought, I ran into whoever she thought you
were. Well, I'm sure she was thinking, he knows who I am, and he's going to sue me.
Exactly.
In fact, but neither of us were paying attention.
Yeah, just bam. That's,
and she's a tiny little thing without, you know, without makeup. And it was, you know, you really had to.
Makeup doesn't make you taller.
I mean, she was a tiny little thing, comma, without
makeup.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like,
two reasons not to see her.
You're certainly not looking at, like, the 5'3" height level for, like, a major star.
She's, like, she's a child.
Yeah, and that's why I felt so bad, because she's tiny, and I was, like, we plowed were at right a over. Clip. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, and it was, like, asshole over elbows. Like, the fact that we were both standing at the end of it was kind of ridiculous.
Gotcha.
Wow. That turkey is fucking stupid.
It just melts. Try the bacon.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, okay.
I tried. Please feel free to take your teeth out before enjoying my turkey. And Alan, you might as well walk over and have some, because there's enough here for like 30 people. And my friend that's moving, I don't think he has internet, but I was trying to, like, I think he thought I was inviting him for, like, a sit-down dinner, but I was like, no, it's a grab-and-go. No one's inviting you to sit down. Like, just grab a plate.
Nobody.
Because he's in between moving and cleaning his, cleaning the one apartment and moving to the other, and I'm like, it just swing down Camelback, grab some turkey, and go.
Nice.
And I felt bad because he's like, oh, I'm all sweaty. I'm like, no one invited you to sit down.
Yeah, there will be no dining room.
You can sit out there by yourself.
Exactly. Clayton, how are you doing? Did we even get to that yet?
No, we did not.
Yeah.
We've been all over everything else. It's quite all right.
Oh, the rest of the show's going to be super short. I've got like one story and no entertainment.
Over the course of this past week, my cousin, who I believe may still be listening, I'm not sure, my cousin Mike, his lovely wife, Stacy, came out and she... their corporate offices are in my hometown in Missouri, but they have a warehouse and a distribution area out here. So she came out to do some marketing stuff with some sales reps, and it was... very cool to have her out here. I went and picked her up from her hotel and drove up, and we had a lovely chat and dinner with Mom on Wednesday.
Hi, Mom. I didn't say hi.
But the interesting thing about that to me was her hotel where she was staying was over in Tempe, right off the 10. And she got back to her hotel about 5, and I had scheduled to pick her up at 5:30. Okay. So what the hell was that? Where'd that come from?
Oh,
that's her.
Excuse me.
So, yeah, nice horn.
Thanks.
So it's been so long since I've actually had to deal with rush hour traffic.
Oh, it's the worst.
And driving all the way out there.
Oh,
my God. Thank God. I tell you, I love, and I don't know if anybody else gives a shit or not, but I love that Waze app that I use everywhere. And I post it on Facebook, but I use that to go everywhere, even if I know where I'm going.
I saw
I don't
you
if I'm
post
going
that.
To Al's
yeah.
house.
Right.
Because
the one day he turned it on, I'm like, are you lost?
No.
Because it gives you the better strategy.
It tells you the better strategy.
Yeah.
And I left Mom's house past week. I left the house, and leave Mom's house, come right down I-17, exit Camelback. It's easy breezy, right? Nope. It says, no, you need to exit Glendale. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
3 miles ahead of where I'm normal.
Yeah.
But sure as shit, I got around that corner, and all I could see was brake lights. There was a wreck up ahead. I was off that freeway and on side streets, and, you know, saved me half an hour at least.
And if you're anything, I haven't had, for 10 years, I haven't had a job where I drove in traffic.
Yeah.
I am the worst person at it. Like, I've never driven in rush hour traffic. And so accidentally, someone will have a day off, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to run to the store. And I look, it's like 5:30, and I'm like, no. People do this, and you like see all the cars, and it gives me anxiety.
Yeah, and we just live in the bottleneck here, because they just keep putting traffic lights every 10 feet.
Have you seen Camelback at rush hour now and Indian School? It is ridiculous at 5:30.
Yeah.
It is insane.
I don't know how much further they think it's going to stop to go east. It's backed up all the way to the Squaw Peak.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
And my friend that meets me at he'll meet me for happy hour at the Central Postino.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll like order the beer. I'm in traffic.
It'll be warm.
It takes, when I go to my parents' house and when I go up to 51, it's like not even, 10 minutes to get there. It takes me if it's rush hour, it takes me longer to get out of Phoenix to get from my apartment onto the 51 than it does to get to the 51 to my parents' house.
Right.
Yeah. It's great. I'm just like trapped.
That's why I ride my bike everywhere, because I'm like, that's so much, it's getting so ridiculous. Much faster. And but
if you're listening, don't move to Phoenix.
Well, move to Phoenix, but embrace public transportation.
And right now is the optimal time, because all those fucking people who come from Minnesota, Michigan, Missouri, all those snowbirds, they just decide, well, I'm just going to go drive at 5:30 for no reason.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a lovely time.
They don't know where the hell they're going. They've got a 78 town car, and they're going to try to move this boat.
It's a Gran Torino, Christina.
You know, they're driving all these cars, and they don't need to be out there. They do it in the morning. Because they're up in the morning, because they're mall walkers and they got to get to the mall.
The empty mall.
First you got to find a mall.
Right. Yeah, they're Reeboks.
God damn it! They just block in traffic.
Baby clothes
right
and tennis shoes.
Totally. So anyway, so there was that. So Stacy came to visit, which was great. So she flew back home, and it was a lovely little reprieve for her, because the day she left, they had 3 inches of snow on the ground in my hometown. So she came here, and we don't.
Yeah, we do not. Well, it's been a nice winter.
Yeah,
so
the weather's been terrific, and then
beautiful.
My God, yes.
B parts one and two is
Chamber
all these
of Commerce weather.
All of the things that we knew would happen with all these apartment complexes being built every 5 feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming true.
Yeah.
Which part of the stories? Tell us.
No, but we've known that. They built between. No matter which way I take to the three ways I can take to work, I pass six new apartment complexes with 300 units.
Right.
That's instead of just having like one person per house, they're building things that have 300 people on a city block, and they all have one car. You know what I mean?
Right.
And each person has a fucking car.
Right.
Right.
So that's what's made this downtown park. I think it's so much worse
because it is.
Everything's open.
I agree.
But you know they want it to go. They want us to go like the no driving thing.
Absolutely.
Serious as a heart attack about
that. Fuck them.
Well, no. Now we. Now we have to like elect the right people so that they do it. Like make this light rail go down Camel. I mean, you're going to fuck up everybody's lives for a good solid year and a half.
But we have
But
to
make
have
that fucking thing go to Scottsdale.
Yeah.
You know, pick whatever street you don't like. If you don't like... because of the freeway, because of the 51, the street that you're going to fuck with less people is Camelback.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise you've got to...
And you have to figure all the canal stuff out.
Yeah.
And
if they had done this, my friend Max, longtime listener from a long time ago, he suggested at the time just use the canals and put the tracks on either side of the canal, and you would get like all through the city. Eastbound one way, westbound the other way. There's a canal in the middle. Couple people drowning here. That's not our fault.
Yeah,
just put up signs.
Learn how to swim. And then you wouldn't interfere with traffic, and you would get really bizarre patterns. But most importantly, you would get from Phoenix to Scottsdale. So I think we should take a little break now and go eat some fucking food.
Well, has she done whatever prep she needed to do?
Is your stuff already?
My stuff was already when I got here.
All right.
Oh, now she's got an attitude about it. Well, let me finish what I've been doing, and then we'll talk to her for a second, and we'll get right back to your eating thing.
Okay.
I was just in there eating.
So the other thing I've been doing, and I know you've talked about it multiple times. So obviously Rachel Maddow has got the Bagman podcast that I've been listening to. So I'm all caught up with that. And it's an incredibly fascinating story where there's a lot of backstories to different things. Well, then I got caught up with her today, and then I found out that Chris Hayes, who has his weekly podcast, it's called Why Is This Happening? Which interestingly enough is WITH. So hashtag with. He did an hour with Rachel, and they talked about a bunch of different things, which was really interesting to listen to. So I did that. Then I'm like, I am not done with this story. So I started season one of Slow Burn about the Watergate thing. And the first story, that first one about Martha Matthews, well, I forget her last name. I'm already intrigued. Like, I'm already into that. Getting ready to start the second episode.
I tried to get you to listen to it a year ago.
I know.
It's so good.
All in my own time, kids. All in my own time. But I'm just... So I walked around today. I had nothing else on but my headphones. Just walking around listening to shit. Every time something would happen, I'm like... Oh! I can feel myself reacting.
I can't remember whose wife is she?
Was it the AG's wife? No. She wasn't the AG's wife. I'll find out again. But it's fascinating. What I hate about this is there's so much information, I'll never be able to absorb it all.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to retain all of it. But what's really cool is, like, with Rachel's Bagman thing, she's pursuing the Agnew thing and how they worked to get him all out before Nixon tanked and all this other stuff and all those players. So, though it's all this stuff is going on at the same time, it's interesting. You might hear one name in this one just briefly, and then you listen to the other one, the Slow Burn, and they're, again, these stories are running concurrently, but it's the take on who they pick and how the stories are told.
And the Spiro Agnew story has nothing whatsoever to do with Watergate.
Yeah. Nothing at all.
Story. That's the part that makes that story so bizarre. And I remember as a kid, I was like, I don't get how Gerald Ford got to, like, I could never wrap my mind around Gerald Ford. Like, how did that happen? And then his was something like absolutely, this is a bribe, right? Isn't?
Oh, it's all bribes.
It's all bribes.
Tax evasion, bribes. Like, no, people were coming into the White House handing him bags of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. And Slow Burn is absolutely terrific.
So I'm very excited to hear all that. But again, it's
nice.
I actually, when I hear it, I'm like, oh, I'm never going to be able to retain all this. There's just so many players in this game. And then what's even more interesting to me, because again, I didn't pay as much attention to history when I was younger, you realize all these names that come up, you're like, oh my God, that fucker is still involved. Like, they're still in government.
They're still in, like, they were in the Bush administration or the Trump administration.
Poppy Bush is part of the Agnew thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, he was the CIA. He was the head of the CIA.
So he was part of trying to squash the whole investigation.
You can go back further, and you can deal with the Kennedy stuff at that point. Because for me that, like, I was like, holy shit.
They brushed on that in, I think, the Slow Burn. There was a recording they brushed into. I think it was Slow Burn. Oh. But yeah, so I'm like, now I need to go back even further and listen to more of this. But when I hear names like Al Haig, I'm like, wait a minute, that fucker too?
Alexander? Yeah. Right.
So the fact that they only took 4 years off, you know what I mean? And they all came back with Reagan's term. Because Reagan didn't have, I mean, he had political background because he was the governor of California, but he didn't have any friends in Washington. You know what I mean?
And he had a much better image, and so they came with that glossy new image of fucking Ron Reagan.
Oh, he just brought everybody back because he needed help on how to run it. It was kind of like Obama's problem. When he came into office, he had only been a senator for 2 years and he didn't have the support. That's why no one went on TV and like he didn't have like the echo chamber that Fox News has. You need to have all those people ready to go, and now they're getting much better at it. But that's why like healthcare lost because they couldn't go on.
Yeah.
He didn't have all his supporters in line yet. He was only 2 years into his presidency. He'd only been in Washington since, like, what, 04 or 06? He was only a senator for a very short time. Yeah. So he had limited Washington experience, and he brought in all new people. Mm-hmm. So he just didn't have that echo chamber where Reagan comes in unexperienced and brings back the entire Nixon clan.
All of them.
But they know all the workings of Washington. So he went in as a well-oiled machine. Reagan went in with, like, the echo chamber in place. There was no questions. You know, if you fucked with Nancy, you were out. They had to learn that one.
Yeah, right.
But so, I mean, that's what makes, like, that Reagan versus, like, other people when they come in as outsiders. Like, Trump can't hire any job.
No honest person.
He has no idea how, but he can't find someone who knows how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's no one
in there.
And if they do,
they're not going in there.
Well, that, and every single person he does pick has an ethics violation, already under investigation. Every single person has got baggage.
They're so only did Reagan, but Reagan's just a little bit better at it.
But again, it's very, if you don't know, and maybe it's not interesting if not in America and you don't care about our politics, and I understand that. Because apparently our problem really is that we don't rake the floors of all of our forests.
We need to do the rake. Marty, did you bring a rake?
It's fascinating to listen to these and realize all of the dots that are connected with everything else. It really
Your
is interesting.
Won't burn down.
And then I watched on Sunday night, and then I'll tell this and we'll go eat. On Sunday night, they had the show on MSNBC that Rachel hosted called Betrayal.
Wasn't that good?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's very good.
So good.
It actually made me uncomfortable.
We have a DVR'd. Yeah. I haven't watched it.
Oh, you'll enjoy the shit out of it. It made me uncomfortable to think that was all going on and that bitch did all the... Oh,
and which one was that about? Because I DVR'd it because I saw it, but
it's
I don't remember.
It's about the prolonging of the Vietnam War to make sure that Nixon got elected for a second term.
Because
war's money.
First term. Was that his first?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it came out of the Johnson era. I'm sorry. Right. It was his first term.
Yep. Because
Lyndon, that's one of the big things with history and like reading... when you go through the Warren Commission. Like, I remember, like, reading that fucking Warren Commission who looked into the Kennedy, that was the commission that looked into Kennedy assassination, and reading through all of the different things that kind of come together because of it, right?
Right.
And
is there a Vietnam connection
to that? And war is money, and that's where, yeah. you know, and so there were people with Johnson from Texas, right, a Texas boy, and even though he was a Democrat, they were like, you know, you need to get out.
But that's the switch of the Dixiecrats. That's the switch to the South being Democratic, to the South stopping because of Lyndon Johnson.
Okay.
They went Republican.
Stop being a terrible person, okay. which he had been for a long time, and decided to do the Voting Act Civil Rights Act, and trying to end Vietnam. Like, he at the end, and he knew he couldn't win re-election,
right.
so he didn't. He could have run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and absolutely.
But he wanted to end Vietnam. He wanted to do all these things and drop. Right. And that's why he dropped out, and his vice president ran.
And but, I'm pretty certain that, and I know that this is just me making it up, and I wasn't even alive yet. But I feel like that just reading all of that, it's not just who's the Lethal Weapon guy who's a racist?
Oh, Mel Gibson.
Thank you. It's not just like a conspiracy theory. Because
I follow that whole...
Thank you so much for going down that rabbit hole. But it's that conspiracy kind of stuff where you kind of go, I don't mean to sound like I'm off my fucking nut, mm-hmm. but everything that, and it wasn't just one thing, it was a lot of different things that read.
And then you find out this stuff from what was the show called?
Bagman.
Betrayal.
Oh, there's Bagman. Betrayal.
Yeah. No, Betrayal was Slogan. The one about the one about
Vietnam. And the fact that, like, Lyndon Johnson being taken into the basement of, like, the Republicans and going, you need to fucking knock this off. We're keeping the war going. Like, it's going to continue.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It needs to. And Lyndon, you know, kind of probably at that point maybe being like, but I want to do these things.
Yeah.
So he does these good things because he knows that he's not going to get reelected because they'll kill him. I don't know. That's weird.
No, he wasn't going to get he wasn't going to get reelected because of the Civil Rights Act.
But it's wild to me.
Yeah. So that he just took on everything. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go take a food break. We'll be back in just a few minutes right here on the Q Talk America.
This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
All right. Well, we are.
we're multitasking.
We're back now. All of our plates are out of camera shot, but we've all made it to the kitchen and shoveled plates full of delicious food.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Here we are. Something's playing. What's playing?
Me.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to find the chat room.
Oh, gotcha.
So here's an idea while they eat. I'll tell you a little something about pierogi.
Okay.
So,
fried chicken sounds good too.
Eating one meal while dreaming about the next. So my friend in San Diego, who's a terrific cook, heard from like someone else about Thanksgiving pierogies. And pierogies are kind of like Polish ravioli. Like it's a, you know, a baked... It's like
a wonderful
pasta. Yeah. It's like a pasta, like a dough with something cooked inside of it, usually lightly fried, almost like a dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
More like a dumpling than a ravioli, depending on how you cook your ravioli. So somebody had talked about putting mashed potatoes, turkey, a little bit of stuffing, and then like some version of cranberry sauce. And because he's a freak, he cooked up a turkey breast, stuffing, and mashed potatoes the night before. Like, he heard about it, ran to the store, and did this at like 10 o'clock at night. Made a Thanksgiving dinner, but not to eat Thanksgiving. Like, they all had to sit in their house and listen and like smell the cooking that they weren't going to eat, because the next day he put the leftovers and put the and did the handmade pierogies and filled them with like all the treats of Thanksgiving, and then he did like a cranberry raspberry reduction, and he drizzled it over the top, so it was in like this cranberry raspberry sauce. Good. Oh, we were fighting over them,
it's like all
and of
in
course
one.
His wife and his daughter were like, what the fuck? Like, why can't we eat that? He's like, no, it's for the pierogies. Like, even though the house smells like Thanksgiving, you can't eat any of it.
Because
we got to treat it like it's leftovers. But I just love that he saw that challenge and was like, oh, I'm fucking down.
Hmm. It sounds wonderful.
It was absolutely... And it was the craziness of... of the reduction that he did. This was all while Cranberry we were in San Diego reduction. For that with raspberries, and then he was mad because his daughter was eating, because she was hungry, because he kept making delicious smelling food and then telling her she couldn't eat it. Mm-hmm. So she's eating the raspberries with Nutella. Just funny.
Oh. Nutella. What's happening, Marnie?
I don't know. Marnie's like our correspondent from the street.
Marnie, how's that turkey going out there in the street?
Oh, my God. I never knew. I swear to God, I thought they could fly.
God is
Are you
witness.
Trying to catch the turkey, Marnie?
I think she is. Oh. I don't know.
I'm busy raising them.
I'm like, I don't know.
Anant she, wanted God to know if you were raising witness. Them.
I thought turkeys could fly.
Still one of the funniest things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, green bean casserole, Jenny. That sounds good.
It's one of those things that...
I love it. Mom, yeah. I don't care who
Mom has never made it. She's
about
making it for the first time this year.
Oh, it's so good.
And I always love when everybody brings stuff to Thanksgiving because I just want turkey and stuffing and gravy. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't even want the mashed potatoes.
Well, those are the... premier
but it yeah
things
it's just like when we have it at work whenever they Thanksgiving meal they do at the right time everybody's like oh what sides you want I'm like I want three sides of stuffing and then I can't fit in my shoes for 2 days because my sodium's like 190
exactly. You're blacking out
exactly. Wow
when the sodium
it's funny when the show started I didn't have diabetes I'm not sure what happened
mm-hmm. Right.
So, Marnie, you're supposed to be killing time and telling us what you did last week, but I think it's yeah. whatever's happening in that kitchen.
She was making mashed potatoes.
By the way, Marnie was kind enough. She brought a big pot of mashed potatoes, but in addition to that, she brought the additional hand masher with her. So if you, because she likes mashed potatoes mm-hmm. a little chunkier.
I do, too.
And then she decided if you were one who wanted, you know, more creamed potatoes or more mashed potatoes, you could do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very thoughtful.
It's a very DIY project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thoughtful.
It's very nice, Marn.
And we have G. Brown, who may or may not have given up on us listening, but I don't know where G. Brown is from. That's a
Hi,
new
G.
one. That's a name I have not
I don't know, G.
seen
Brown.
Before.
I don't know.
So good on him.
This is really a shame. Oh, God. They can see my plate. Well, that- oh, yeah. I'm out of bullets.
Yeah.
Stop, drop, and roll. Stop, drop,
know,
and roll.
Right? Oh, that's just a lot. But see, I don't go back in a second, so it's okay. Oh, that's fantastic.
Wait. Joe has geese?
Jenny thinks that Joe raises geese.
He says there's geese in his backyard.
Why are there geese in your backyard?
Why is there a moose in your house?
Why is there a moose in your backyard?
I don't know what the hell's going on with it.
I thought he had
something strange has happened.
Didn't he have ducks? Do they turn into geese? Did something happen? What the fuck happened to that duck?
Maybe they were just ugly ducks. They became geese.
Maybe he thought it was a duck, but it was really a goose.
I don't know.
Oh, and what's your game? Duck, duck, gray swan or some shit?
Duck, duck, gray duck.
Duck, duck, gray
duck? What?
Duck, duck, gray duck.
Somewhere in the hinterlands of Minnesota...
That's not a thing, is it?
Yeah.
Up in St. Olaf for Marnie's...
St. Olaf.
Yeah,
young
people call it duck, duck.
Sort of pets. Okay.
They call it what, Marnie?
Duck, duck, gray duck.
No.
No, duck, duck, gray duck is what it's called. People call it duck, duck, goose.
Oh.
She doesn't believe in that.
That's illegal.
Well, I've never heard of this gray duck
you
business.
You fucking people from the Twin Cities area are crazy.
There's something...
Okay, now we're plates in here. What is she doing?
I just want you to know I'm classy.
Oh, she found glassware.
For
sure. What the fuck is that? A Smirnoff Ice what? Watermelon?
Watermelon mimosa.
Well, you're doing it in style.
Holy crap.
I said, if you're going to go, like, ghetto, you go all the way.
Stuffing their mouths.
With a 40. She brought a 40, but she brought a glass.
Well, duh.
She's classy, damn it.
I'm a lady.
Uh-huh.
So,
Anant is like they're just, all they're doing is stuffing their faces.
Yeah, one of the coolest things I have come to find out in the entire world is when you meet one of your heroes and they turn out better than you could have ever hoped.
Rare.
Oh, how nice! Who was that?
Sally Field.
I saw your post and
oh,
I wanted to go so bad.
It was, and I have a couple of pictures that Aaron did not post. That I will I will send in if you want to put them up at some point, Clayton, not right now. But
I'm on your Facebook post.
Well,
right now.
She didn't put the ones up there that are my favorite because I kind of oddly look like I'm shooting myself, going to pretend to shoot myself in the head, but that wasn't the thing.
Good.
I didn't
well, that's
know.
Good.
No, well, but that's, I know that's the way the picture looks. Like I look like I'm like this. And anyway, I didn't know that I was going there. And so it was a really wonderful surprise. And I had done my hair. And so as I realize what's happening when we're standing in line, I say,
"Bingo, there you are."
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just love her.
Oh,
and
exciting.
I was so wonderful. Nervous. And the fact that, like, I'm just enamored with the fact that she is holding Aaron's hand. But I was so.
God, she looks really good.
Oh, God. She looks fantastic.
She's 71.
Yep.
She looks like she's 41.
As of November 6th, she's actually 72.
Her skin looks great.
Oh, okay. Yep. I'm way behind on my Entertainment Weekly, so.
No, but it was, she looks fantastic.
A year behind?
Yeah. No, well, her birthday was the beginning of the month.
Kidding. And
the Emmys just happened in my world.
So we were sitting there and in line, and I all of a sudden kind of made this exclamation. I look at Aaron, I said, "Oh my God, I'm meeting Sally Field. I'm meeting Malin, and I have a brown football helmet. I have a brown football helmet right now because my hair is too long.
I'm meeting Norma Ray.
I know, exactly. I kept saying that. On the way out, I'm like, Norma Ray, wish me a happy birthday.
Did you stand on a table and cry union?
Yeah. I was going to, but there were a couple scene of that police movie. Like right there, so I thought, well, I'll just, I'm with you, Jenny. Wow, she was, it really was.
I've always loved her. I really wanted to go, but I just, there was no time. And I thought, you have to buy the book.
Right.
And I thought, am I even going to have time to ever read it? And I just kind of dipped down on it, but I really wanted to meet her.
The line
and
went.
And what day was that?
A Sunday.
How was the line?
The line went around the building at changing hands.
Was like, there a talk?
Nope. She was just signing the book.
Oh,
and,
so she didn't do any kind of presentation.
Nope,
oh, that's interesting.
But she would spend a couple of minutes chatting. And so when I went up there, I got up there and Aaron and I were able to go up there together. And Aaron had bought me the book already, right? Like, not just bought it with the ticket, but she had already purchased it. And so she had written in it, you know, happy birthday. And it was this really sweet message. But she did it on the title page where Sally would have signed. And she wasn't thinking. She just had opened it to that. So she kept trying to, like, change the page so that Sally Field didn't have to see, you know, it wasn't anything inappropriate. It was very sweet. It was just the idea. She's like, I wrote on her page. Yeah. Like, I shouldn't have done that.
Yell at you.
Yeah, right?
Like, sign this.
Fuck you.
Know?
You.
Yeah, you bitch.
You bitch.
And so.
I just want to hit something.
Hit Maria. Hit
Maria. Hit Maria. It feels as bad as I do.
Hit Maria. That's a bell dinger.
Well, that's when I was standing, as we were walking out, I said, I'm just so angry right now. I am so mad. I want to hit something.
Fine.
You
know,
Shelby's right. He does look like a brown football helmet.
I could joke all the way from here to Texas. Shelby can.
Take your toes. So we were, it was just wonderful. So when I got up there, we were talking and, Aaron said something about the having written in it. And so Sally feel like stops and looks. And is reading it, and she goes, "That's so sweet." Oh. And you know, she's like, "Oh, I love that." And but the fact that she even took the time—that's
so touching,
to do that. And then she goes to
which
writes
is going to sign 9,000 more books, so.
Right? Because we were in Group C at the beginning of this whole thing, and there was still a fucking line going out the building and around, still waiting to get in to get their little ticket. So fuck that. Anyway, so then I look up, and I didn't realize someone was behind us taking pictures all the time. We're at a, you know, suck something in, but we were, so I look I can't say just Sally, she's Sally Field.
Right.
And
she
needs
both names.
Totally.
The Sally would also do.
Ooh, that's
right. It could, that's good.
She needs a definite article.
Mrs. Malin. Fields, but don't confuse the cookie girl.
Yeah, I know, right? Field. That's why.
Field.
So, anyway, I looked at her, and I said, you know, and she said, so this was a birthday surprise because it said something in there, you know, happy surprise, happy birthday, hope you, whatever. So I looked up, I said, yeah, I had no idea. And look at, I have a brown football helmet on, and I have a couple of pictures of her kind of looking, and she burst out laughing. And I'm like,
she totally
I made
got
Sally
it.
Field laugh. Like, I made her, like, it's a genuine.
That's so cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's a genuine just, she was smiling. She was listening. You could, there was nothing fake about it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's you make nice. One of your heroes who's funny as fuck.
If I hadn't have been laugh? Hungover as fuck, I would have loved to have done that Sunday, yeah. but.
I was
barely alive.
Wonderful. It really was. And then I walked away and she said,
it's not always like that.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And there was, and I have kind of a story about that later, but I wasn't going to correct Milan, but she looked up so she saw the birthday and it was November 18th. And so she said, and she went to reach out and she goes, a fellow Scorpio. Mm. Happy birthday, whatever. And I said, absolutely. And I thought, well, she's not wrong. I mean, I was supposed to be born on Halloween, so I could have been a Scorpio just like her, but I'm a Sagittarius, and I can't go into that whole thing.
Yeah.
So
Sally Field was always right.
We're going late. Well, just she explains my mother's birth
walk
plan.
Away. I know.
Just she can reorganize astrology. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Totally.
I'll be a Scorpio with you.
That's on her. Right. Whatever you got to do, Sally.
Whatever you say.
Do you know what she's reacting to here? Like, what do you do? Do you have it in?
God, look how good she looks.
That's her reaction to Marnie saying, I've never been on time to anything in my life.
Anything, yeah. But I was on time to this.
She gets a scholarly, well, of
I know,
course
right?
you haven't.
But it was really cute. That was like, she had just gotten done with the happy birthday and looking at the
Doesn't
message,
she look
whatever.
Young? Oh, I can't get over this.
Well, and she said to me when I said I have the brown football helmet, she goes, I wish I had your hair. She said,
Silver?
Mine is just flat. Shut it. Yeah, I wanted to be like, you mean you don't want to color yours anymore? But she said, mine is just so flat. And it's just so. And I said, you are just as beautiful right now as you always have been. And
I like
it was such a just a sweet exchange. And again, when she left, like, I didn't realize that. Like, at the time, you know, like, you're in it, and we were just bantering, kind of. And it was a couple of minutes. Like, it was pretty cool. And then I went to walk away, and I got caught up. Dumb, I know, probably. But I was like, like, all of a sudden, I got all choked up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Aaron looks at me, and she says, are you going to cry? Are you okay? Like, she was like, and I'm like... No! I'm like, my. Are you kidding
Sally
me?
Sally Field is my best friend!
I know, we're the best, and we're besties! It was wonderful, though. I mean, it really was. It just was so cool.
And
I'm like, I can't believe I didn't ask her about Sam and Adam Rippon. She really wanted them together. And then this. I had so many of the things. I'm so glad I didn't look at her, though, and say, well, life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, God.
Because that would have fucking sucked.
And I bet people said stupid shit to her, too.
I'd have kicked myself in the ass.
I doubt there were people in line there that were that referred to her only as Frog. Because that doesn't seem like something people would...
Yeah.
They would not go to Changing Hands to get a book from her and call her Frog. Because I don't know. I get the Malin.
Yeah.
I get some of the other Gidget. I get some of the other references, but... Yeah.
Yeah. Norma Ray.
Well, she's done so many things. Mine is Soap Dish.
She really has. Yeah.
That's
sure.
The night, like,
absolutely.
Oh, my God. Oh, I
would have loved to have brought
Doubtfire
that up to
her the other night.
Mrs. Doubtfire, she was in that Hope... Nope.
Well, she's in my... No one's mentioned it. It was my favorite movie. Al already knows. Places in the Heart.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
It's
Oscar.
Just an incredible film.
And
I would like to tell her that. So can you call her up?
And forget it.
Now that you're friends.
Not Without My Daughter.
Yeah, that was good, too.
Fuck that.
Tanked
that
at the box
movie.
Office, but it was good.
I know.
Good. But it was a good movie.
Yeah. I loved her in that.
Oh, yeah. But and one time she was on The View, and somebody said to...
recently, or...
In the last few years.
Yeah.
And Whoopi's been on there for like 14 years now, so whenever she's been on there... And someone said, like, oh, you two know each other. They're like, you, and they showed the clip from the movie, and Sally Field was like, my God, I forgot about that movie.
Because
it's one of those ones
that
they
weird?
But they shot it fast. Like, it was one of those ones that they shot in, like, you know, it's a little comedy on, like, two sets.
Yep.
You know, they shot it in just a few weeks. There's not a lot of location shooting.
Sure.
But they were in a movie together, and she'd kind of forgotten that?
Yeah, they just, they've both made enough movies, and that was one that they...
Well, they have
put out
and
don't really get remembered for Soap Dish. Yeah.
Well, that we are keeping that movie alive. I mean,
My God, that's one of the few movies that I saw. Walked out of the theater, got on the payphone, called somebody, and we just walked back in and watched it again.
Got on the payphone.
Cell phone certainly did not exist back then.
Well, they were in Soap Dish together.
Yeah.
That's the movie we're talking about.
Right, but you didn't say the name of it.
Oh, well, we've said Soap Dish like 15 times.
No, I know
but specific
to, reference, I wasn't sure which movie.
But anyway, so digress.
Because in my mind, I'm just doing all the dialogue from Soap Dish.
I'm sure you were.
I look like the goddamn Tweety Bird.
I just really want to.
They don't have a head anymore. We can't bring them back.
We can't write dialogue for people that don't have a head. People don't like playing comas. They feel it limits their range. Like
Dr. Monica Del Monte.
Monica. In what world am I her mother?
Well, that was
wasn't
that the other thing?
Do you know who Norma Desmond is? She's dead. I look like Norma Desmond.
That was the other thing, because didn't
who
she?
Who played her? Gloria Swanson. I look like goddamn Gloria Swanson. No, she is. She's dead.
Actually, I just got to a picture of her in that getup on here. Another movie of hers I wanted to see that I'd never seen was Doris.
That's the one I was trying to think of the name.
It was adorable. That really was cuter than I expected.
I wanted to see
And then her one of her older sons did a movie for Netflix. I think it was called Little Devil last year. That, I mean, it's about the satanic stepchild of, and it's just fucked up. And about 20 minutes into the movie, Sally Field walks in as, like, the exorcist kind of kid. Like, you know, like, the one performing the exorcism, mm-hmm. or, like, this house is clean from poltergeist. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck is Sally Field doing in this movie? And then I looked
at
her
short
son.
Enough to
she's
well,
her son
out.
Was the writer-director, so he cast her in, like, the fun.
Mom, would you do a part of my movie?
But honestly, the movie is so, like, weird and crazy that you could see her reading it and being like, is there any way I could play this crazy old lady? Like,
but that
because it goes both ways. Sometimes you want the favor, and then sometimes somebody reads the script and like anything in this part that I can do. Yeah. Like,
I can't even. I've met celebrities before, and I'm you know you're kind of like oh my god, mm-hmm. and I've been in that same exact bookstore when I was right next to Mr. Rick Springfield, whom I love. We walked out. And Aaron's like, you weren't this excited to meet Rick Springfield. I'm like, no. What is wrong with you?
Sally has her original face.
Yeah, still.
She looks so good.
Rick Springfield
really
does not.
And all I could think was, I just wanted to, I think it was Ellen back in the day that had made a comment about like who you could have lunch with or who you could have, you know, sit down and have a meal with. If you could pick anyone.
Mine would be her and Goldie Hawn. Like, I would love to just because I think they're just both like effortlessly nice people that would be charming to chat with.
Right, and that's how I wanted to take her next door to Paradise. Is Paradise Bakery? I think is like right next door, and I thought, oh, we could just go over there and have iced tea and just hang out.
She probably would.
Yeah, have a you know it was just so fun.
And she's so authentic.
Right. Right, and it was really.
I read an article with her. She said that one time. She said, "I believe a lot of the success of my career is that I'm just a very nice person."
Oh,
isn't that lovely?
Mm-hmm. And people want to
work. She said, "I'm just nice."
And people want to work.
She's not a fucking bitch. Yeah, that, you know.
Well, Aaron said, "How could she like make this much small talk?" And I said, "I think she is one of the people
she's just like
that realizes too that she's been doing this since she was 18."
Oh, younger than that.
No, I thought she was 18 when she got first cast.
Oh, I don't know. I thought she was younger than that with Gidget and the Flying Nun and all that stuff.
No, she looked like she was 8, but I don't think so.
Yeah, it could be, but still a child star. Like,
but absolutely. But she was, you know, she's one of the people that realizes I'm a star because of all of you guys, too. Like, she realizes the fans and whatever else. And I think she was a fan of so many people. That
right.
She just, and it comes naturally.
She said, Sally Field said that, Jenny, about herself when asked about her career.
One of the things with Rosie O'Donnell is she talks about being a fan and meeting celebrities and like she always takes the time. She just doesn't want to sign anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's always weird about signing stuff, but she's like, I'll talk to you.
Jack Nicholson won't sign anything.
Yeah, but I'm happy to talk to you.
They don't
I'll
like autographs.
You, but I'm just not in the mood to like,
because people sell them.
Of course.
Oh.
No, it's a whole thing. A lot of stars are like, I will not sign anything because you're going to go sell it. So if you want a picture with me,
right.
Great.
Yeah.
But nobody, like autographs are like, from the past now.
Sure, sure.
But dumb people still want them.
Yeah, and yeah. I never know what to do with them. Like, every once in a while, I'll be somewhere with, like...
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, if you sign that, do I have to keep that? Like, because in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to dust that motherfucker.
I'd rather have the picture.
And I never think of that either, because I'm like, what am I going to look at that?
Yeah. Oh, I totally would.
We saw Jesus Christ Superstar, like in 2000, whenever that revival was. Fair. And the guy that came out there played Jesus that I thought was really good, and we were talking, and he was like... Oh, do you want me to sign your program? I'm like, I guess as Jesus?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like, I don't know if I'll ever hear of you again.
Right.
You were terrific. But, and you know, and most of them just, they're so, some of them are just standing there like signing things. Right. And some people come out and they're like, they'll just say something nice and talk as they go down the line.
Sure. Well, and Whoopi Goldberg
Mario
is like.
Mario Lopez, who signed every single thing. Handed to him after a chorus line.
I have some things Mario Lopez could sign.
Oh my God, he stood there. Yeah. I have never seen anybody
for about 45 minutes
spend that much time.
Sure.
I'd probably
it was forever. Yeah. And every person of color, old woman of color that was in that line, no matter what color they were, he stayed and
talked.
Oh,
that's so great to hear.
And I was like, this is a matinee. You got another show.
Yeah.
For book signing, the only one that I went to that I recall, and I think it's only been the one, years and years ago, I had a roommate I lived with named Bill Holmes. And Bill Holmes was a very, very big Greg Louganis fan.
Oh.
And years ago, when he had his book, Breaking the Surface, came out, right here at Central and Camback, there was a bookstore. I think it was the Obelisk. Was that where Obelisk was? Uh-huh. Bill was a flight attendant for Southwest, and he could not get his schedule fixed because he wanted to be here to meet him.
Sure.
So I went and bought the book for Bill and then went and stood in line and had Greg sign it to Bill.
Oh, that's so nice.
So, but obviously I don't have that book anymore or anything, but that was the only, but again, meeting him, I was like, wow, you're just, I mean, he was just, because, you know, he's older, the gray had started in with him, and it was like, you're
so
such a good looking man.
Mine was Harvest at Moffitt, and then I realized I vacation with him every summer, so the thrill is gone but.
For him or you?
Yeah, right?
Well, I think for both of us. When we both decided that the last cab ride was going to be way too much for 1 week.
I think he did
a reading from Anna Madrigal and Odd. I think it was called Anna Madrigal something. Whatever her whatever the last book was, and he did the reading from it. And then afterwards, you could do it. And I was like, "Give me the book. I got all the rest of them." So I guess, you know, it was before I had jumped into the reading on here.
Sure.
Because now I'd be like, "What are you going to do? Sign this?"
Well, and that was the thing that was so sweet because Aaron didn't realize because I have it on Audible. Like, the day it came out, I got In Pieces on Audible.
Mm-hmm. Sally Field's book, In Pieces.
Right, I'm so sorry, Audible. Yes. Got it. And so I was like, what do I do now? You know, because I felt bad because I haven't started it yet. But I kind
cares?
Of... No, but I just, you know, because you already have it, and then spending the money.
But then you still need things to line your bookshelves when people come over.
To be able to pull that off the shelf and be like, look, she signed it to me.
Oh, yeah. And when I go to people's houses, if they still have them, I look through the book, like, what are you reading?
Sure, what are you reading? Sure.
When I accidentally broke into Napolitano's house, and I was like, what's she reading?
You should always.
I was helping move a table.
I'm sure you were. Yeah.
She knew about it. She just didn't know I was going to be there looking at her reading collection. Mm-hmm. Hopefully
because
she's not a listener.
Or if they even read at all, if they don't have any books. The one that directed Pink Flamingos, John Waters, he always said, if you go to anybody, for one night stand, you go to anybody's house, they don't have books, don't fuck them. That's what he said.
They could be illiterate.
They don't.
Wow.
I know.
We used to have big shelves out in the living room and had all the books on it and had everything. And it was so much to fucking dust that I was like, fuck it.
Yeah. I finally went through.
I had like one shelf in my room now. And I'm like, that's it.
I emptied out. I had like three bookshelves and I brought boxes of them to wherever I donated them. And that was hard. Like, I felt like I was
abandoning children.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
That's what Aaron will say too. Like, it's like abandoning children with the books. And I'm like, what?
You do headlines.
That was.
I'm about ready to start that segment. So,
okay.
I'll hurry that.
No, we'll read the headlines and then we'll take a break. Right. We'll do
Do you want to do a full break? Oh, I wasn't ready for that. Oh, I thought we were just going to go right into.
I wasn't ready.
Stand by. Well, now I've got to build the break. So hang on.
We'll do what you got to do then.
Okay, keep talking about something else. Who else have you met in person that you...
Well, I have a huge one.
That you have?
Well,
that you
I think
have?
That's personal.
I could talk about it forever. Yeah, when I met Kate Winslet was a life-altering moment for me.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she was wonderful. By the way, that did not disappoint.
I love Anant. Look what he has up
there. Oh, Anant. That's very sweet.
You're sweet.
For That's crying fantastic. Out loud. You've got the job. Quit.
We'll send the money.
So when you were talking about authenticity, yep. if we're going to go there now, we'll just talk about famous people that we met. So nice and so authentic. And it wasn't like a book signing. I actually met her at the Mildred Pierce premiere for HBO.
Okay.
So it was a little bit of, as
That's
a,
where
as
that a, picture is?
Yes. Yeah. The Facebook profile pic is me and my wife, Kate Winslet. and my best friend and wife. Yeah. And it was a different dynamic, as my friends explained to me, because I was actually invited. Oh, well, I was a plus one, but invited to the event. So it wasn't like, oh, I ran into her walking down the street, which did now in hindsight add a different like I was in her mind supposed to be there for some reason. Right.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, so they're kind of careful. They're like, oh, I was like, well, that was they're like they never know if you're like a writer or producer.
Oh,
so
okay.
when you're at
okay.
something like that and you, everybody's very, very nice to everybody.
Okay.
But she was authentic and she swore like a sailor.
I love
which
that.
I just love.
I think that's
but she was like a very regular person.
Okay.
And my friend Catherine and her husband had photographed her before, so she remembered them. And so they made an introduction. The night that I was there was my birthday.
Okay.
So it was really cool. So they pulled her aside and it was, you know, because when they're at premieres, they're still working. That was what I was it was explained to me. They're still on the clock, you know.
Sure.
But we did it. We got her before the everything, the big crush. And I just said, I would love to get a picture with you later. And she was like, oh, let's just do it right now, you know.
Okay.
So I talked to her, told her I love Joan Crawford, the book, you know, loved her, loved Kate Winslet. And she was so just regular, nice, charming person.
And not like looking past you?
No, not at all.
Right.
No.
That's the thing.
And I told her, I said, well, tonight is really special for me for more than one reason. I've always wanted to meet you. I said, but it is my birthday.
Right.
I was trying to be humorous. I said, if you don't mind, I'd like to pretend tonight, if you're okay with this, that this party is also for me. And you know what she said? No, I did. And do you know?
I love it.
No. And you know what she said to me? She goes, oh, fuck yes.
That's
I know.
Awesome.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know. That's
it.
Why I love her.
I'd have cried. I know.
She was like, my God. And she goes, happy birthday. She's like, that's amazing. And she's like, fuck yes. And so then Mark, my friend Catherine's husband, Mark, is a photographer. So he had the phone and I just wanted the picture. I'm like, everything happened so great. I'm like, I don't want to be clingy. Yeah. Just let her go. I've got it. I'm happy. I can die happy now.
The eagle has landed. Lee has landed.
Yeah. And Mark's like, gets the camera and she's like, well, let's do the picture now. I said, because I said, if you do it later, she's like, it'll be too crazy later.
Right.
Just let's do it now. So he gets out and I swear to God, I wanted to just die. He starts directing her. I'm like, just take the fucking picture. And he's like,
who do you think that is?
He's like, Kate, you need to step, move right. There's the thing behind your head. I'm like,
oh my God.
Inside, I'm screaming, like, don't fucking piss her
but
off.
But don't you think she appreciates that?
No, she
that?
This is the punchline. Yes.
Oh.
That's exactly right.
Because she doesn't want to look like an idiot.
No. And my friend Catherine told me, because I was out of my mind, but Catherine said, because she doesn't know where that photograph is going to go.
Right.
And talk about turning it on. So she would keep in mind how just absolutely down to earth regular she was. And the minute he took that picture, and this is another thing I really admire, I just love about her, she turned on star power like you can't fucking believe.
Okay.
2 seconds before that was, she was like this. And the minute he, just look at the picture on my Facebook and you'll see. She turned on movie star right then.
Okay.
And I said to Catherine, I'm like, that is amazing. She's like, well, she knows that picture could go anywhere.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then the second it was off, she was like, okay. She's like, well, anyway, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I'm going to go now. And like, she's such a professional, right?
Yeah.
But she probably knew, probably because it was a good picture for me to have, but also Catherine was like, well, don't fool yourself. She knows that can go anywhere.
Yeah.
And you want to know, where is the light hitting me? Am I standing in a shadow?
Yeah. Oh, no. She was thrilled. She was like, oh, good. Yeah. Like, and that picture is just.
And anytime you get somebody that really does photographs, we'll tell you, okay, no. Move your head.
Yeah, he was.
Head up, chin
was
down,
like,
do this.
That's exactly
do that.
What
yeah.
he was doing. He's like,
tits
no.
up, shoulders back.
He's like,
come on.
He's, you know, and I'm just like, don't
turn slightly.
I was afraid she was going to get mad and walk off or something, you know. But so that is a wonderful story. And I also met Felicity Huffman in a different way, who I loved. And really, I got to say, was not the friendliest person in the world.
Okay.
But I wonder if she's just shy or what. I met her at a Phoenix Film Society premiere of Transamerica.
Yeah.
And I think that was more like I was just a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, Al, you'll love this because that's what she did to me. So the morning of that premiere, the Golden Globe nominations came out that morning. And so I thought, I'm going to impress her. Yeah. You know, she just got off the plane. And I said, I really want to, when I met the head of the Film Society, it introduced me to her. That we were all in a big group. And I said, I want to be the first person to congratulate you on being nominated for both Desperate Housewives mm-hmm. and Transamerica.
Sure.
She was like, oh, thank you. She was so nice. And we were walking over to the event, and I said, now what's next is that you need the Oscar nomination. Mm. And she looked at me, and she goes, can you work on that for me? And she was was really charming. But I will say this just as an observation, and I still right. love her. She seemed very like, I'm at a thing that I'm doing, and she seemed very standoffish. Like,
oh, I mean, those festival
like,
movies.
Don't let those people come near me, yeah. kind of feeling.
Those festival things are just a grind, and the same questions over and over.
And Lamont was
and
like
again.
Holding like on her arm, but she was very, I don't know, she was reserved.
Yeah,
and
sure.
it was just a really weird vibe that I got from her. And then this is what she did, and I think Al, you'll find this very interesting, and it irritated the shit out of me. But I said, well, after the Oscar thing, I said, well, it's just so great to meet you. I can't, you know, I'm so glad you're here. I said, I'm a huge fan of Desperate Housewives. You know, you're amazing. I said, you're so talented, whatever. And she looked at me, and she goes, oh, she goes, God bless you. And that's that thing, Joan Crawford. It's yeah. the thing that movie stars say when you're an asshole and they don't know what to say. She said, oh, she's like, God bless you. And I was like, fuck are you God bless me like what, right. what? Well, like couldn't you just say thank you or
right,
like
right.
So that really irritated me
okay.
and so but whatever but she was very
but
cool.
Like Dolly Parton always says her standard answer to him is I appreciate that
oh okay
that's her God
I
bless
should
you.
Get over myself
yeah a little bit because I'm like God bless you like that's
but it was like because yeah. Joan Crawford said that's what I said to people when I don't know what to say to
well,
stupid
people well she
would
people. Say how yeah. kind and she should say yeah. how kind people well, how kind people are
how kind people
you know what I you know what
God,
I say
no.
or do
Joan Crawford said God bless
when I'm trying to get out of a segment or something uh-huh. like that I just do this ladies and gentlemen it's our time for our headline teaser into
that was wonderful
our second hour which is now like our third hour who knows what the hell but here's headlines we're going to talk about. They're up to their ass in toilet paper.
Oh my God, headline.
Marnie,
I'm sorry.
Go.
I'm sorry, I was blanked
really
out.
She's really just a bitch.
Just don't eat the lettuce.
Pancakes help snag an escapee.
There's something called Weed Wednesday.
Nope.
reenactments.
And somebody else goes down in Michigan.
And turn left at the Camel. These stories coming up, I guess, pretty much after this break. We're going to go get some more food. We're going to talk to you more in just a few minutes. It's the show on a Tuesday night. Thank you all for being here. Stick around, won't you?
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates.